Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A. I'm DJ Phone. We're going to open the show today by talking to our friend Carmen Frederick from PASS. That's the Prescott Area Shelter Services. They provide very valuable short-term housing and relief for women and children going through difficult circumstances. Then after the news break, we will hear from our favorite local historian and author, Bill Weiss. Bill is doing a major talk around town very soon about an anniversary that seems hard to believe. It's been 55 years. Coming up on November 22nd, that awful day in Dallas, Texas. Bill and I will be talking about that. Well, you know, this is Tuesday. That means Tuesday Night Classics at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. This one tonight is a classic indeed. The Wizard of Oz. Just think of that cast. Judy Garland, Ray Bolger, Burt Lars, the Cowardly Lion, Jack Haley Jr., Margaret Hamilton as the Wicked Witch of the West. What a great movie, and it goes from black and white to color, which I'm sure a lot of people who grew up in the 50s and 60s watching it on TV on black and white sets probably had no idea it was in color, at least most of it. So, great chance to see The Wizard of Oz as it was intended on the big screen tonight at 7 o'clock for only $5 at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. By the way, four really good movies. You can tell the Oscar season is coming up because the studios always save their best stuff for late in the year, so their movies are fresh in the Oscar voters' minds. Well, four good ones opening Thursday night and this weekend at the Harkins. Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald, co-written by J.K. Rowling of Harry Potter fame. Widows, a very suspenseful film starring Viola Davis. Can You Ever Forgive Me? A dramatic turn for Melissa McCarthy as a forger. And then A Private War, a very powerful film about a journalist who covered the war, portrayed by Rosamund Pike. So four really good movies opening up this weekend. Also on Wednesday, the Wednesday Night Classics at the Prescott Elks Theater continue. On the 28th, it'll be It's a Wonderful Life. You may have heard just yesterday the cast from It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play that's on the stage of the One Stage Family Theater at the Elks coming up this weekend. Well, you can see the original movie that's coming up on Wednesday, the 28th, at the Elks Theater, followed the following Wednesday, December 5th, by A Christmas Story. Ralphie, put down that rifle. You'll put your eye out. And then on December 12th, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, with Randy Quaid as Cousin Eddie. You remember him. And on December 19th, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Well, you know, the Arizona Coyotes will finally end their long, difficult swing through the Northeast. With their third game in four nights, they play the Detroit Red Wings tonight at Joe Louis Arena. You can hear it live on KQ&A FM 99.5 and 95.5. Stay tuned. We've got Carmen Frederick just around the corner on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live, you know where, in the words of Buzz Lightyear, to infinity and beyond on KQ&A.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
We'll drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Tuesdays and Thursdays. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit cliffcastlecasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hey, everybody, this is Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, which now includes plumbing.
Freezing and thawing can get your pipes leaking.
So check under your sinks and see if you see any drippage.
Drippage? Now that's a fancy word.
Yep, right out of the Plum and Plumber Dictionary.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
See a plumbing leak? Then see Gettle's for heating, air conditioning, and plumbing. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle, get Gettle's.
Hi, Leah here from City of Prescott Water Resource Management. Join us Wednesday, November 21st at noon at the Prescott Public Library for our next WaterSmart drop-by-drop presentation. Our 11th interactive educational presentation will discuss groundwater as a supply for a region and a longtime commitment to the city's water customers. Together, we'll learn how to become a WaterSmart community. Again, that's November 21st at noon at the Prescott Public Library. See you there.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
We are back live at 208. You know, one of the great things about living in northern Arizona is we have an awful lot of really, really wonderful community service organizations. One of them is Prescott Area Shelter Services. We have Carmen Frederick here. Carmen, you are the executive director. Is that correct?
Yes.
Let me turn your mic on. Sorry about that. Say that again, please.
Yes, I am.
There we go. Now we got you. Okay, professional broadcaster here, by the way. Didn't have your mic on. Anyway, that was my fault. But no, you guys do a great service here. For those not familiar with PASS, tell us what you folks do, because it's about, what, 11 years now, I believe?
Yeah. Yes, we opened up in 2007 with a lot of community support, all community support here, which is great. And we opened up our doors to serve homeless women and children just going through a crisis. The only thing we really don't do is domestic violence because we are publicly known.
Mm-hmm.
But we bring people in and give them a place to live and showers and food, clothing, everything that our volunteers bring us and our donors bring us. We pass along to the women and children there. And then we do a lot of mentoring and case management, just connecting them to resources in town. So hopefully within a few months time frame, they're moving into their own housing again.
You mentioned community support. And on your webpage, you have, it looks like, about 60 different businesses, foundations, and corporations who help you guys get through the day and cover a lot of your costs. Also, I understand that you had some involvement with the Yavapai County Sheriffs and their shaving.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, that was an exciting fundraiser they did for us. They did a no-shave event, October, November, December.
No-shave November.
And their officers really give, you know, to support the women's shelter and our works that we do there. But in the donation process, they do not have to shave for that month if they donate. I had some officers call the shelter and they said, it's not the reason I'm doing it, though. I don't care if I could shave or not. But, you know, they just wanted to help the women and the children. And it was really, really nice that they did that for us.
I can imagine their little girls, they cuddle with them, and the little girls go, Daddy, ooh, you know.
Yeah, that doesn't feel so good.
Scratch my face, Dad. Yeah. Well, also, I understand, too, that the Rotary Club Sunup folks sanded and painted your picnic tables. The Sherwin-Williams store in Willis donated the paint and all the supplies. families. I mean, you guys are getting contributions and in-kind help from everybody, aren't you?
Yeah, that's how we really function. It really is a community effort. We have so many businesses and organization and groups, just like what you mentioned, and they come and find out what our needs are, you know, when they call, and we give them what we have to do, and they step it up every time and do it for us. So that is how we actually get by.
How did your third annual open house event go?
It went great. We were able to show off new flooring. Thank you to City of Prescott. They gave us a grant to have our flooring replaced. I mean, we're talking about 10 years of flooring being mopped every single night with high traffic. You know,
Yeah,
we have served now over 2,300 women and children, and that's very intensive serving with case management. And 90% of all of the women we serve transition into housing and maintain that. It's a very small amount that don't maintain that if, you know, if something were to happen again. But it's about 5% of people that may end up back in homelessness. But 90% is pretty high.
Yeah.
And these are people that go right and back into our community, into housing and working and contributing to our society. So,
roughly how many, or what percent, shall we say, of your first time clients say when they first call, probably are in tears, first of all, and second say, I can't believe this happened to me.
Yeah, most of them. We're not really serving the chronic homeless. That's a very low amount in the population we serve with women and children.
Mm-hmm.
And most people coming through there, I mean, it is 5% or lower of people that are chronic homeless in our population. So we're talking 95% of the people coming in have never been homeless. It's very scary. They don't know where to turn to. They don't know what to do. And we take the time and really connect them to the community and people that really help build a support system so that they have that system of support for when they move out and maintain their housing situation for long term.
Now, you accept donations Monday through Friday from 9 to noon, correct?
Right.
And I understand from your webpage there are quite a few things people can donate. If they can't donate cash to make your lives a little bit easier for your clients, those things include cleaning supplies, disinfecting wipes, hand soap, paper towels, dish detergent, trash bags, Ziploc bags, copy paper and stamps so they can do resumes and pay bills, baby wipes, sunscreen, coffee, things like that, correct?
Yeah, pretty much anything, you know, to run a household like your own, triple.
Yeah.
So, you know, we go through a lot of supplies on a monthly basis, and that really does help us because it's something we don't have to run out and buy. Staff isn't running around trying to get these things where they're available to the women. And so it is super helpful when people donate those items to us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, gently used clothing is great. Now that we're in the cold season already, like quickly, warm coats and warm clothing for women and children is also nice to get to.
You know, it's hard to believe Thanksgiving will be here so soon when families get together. And when those families get together, they trade, of course, Christmas shopping lists. So tell us about Penny's Purses.
Penny's Purses, actually, well, it's a long story. Do you have time?
Sure, yeah.
We had, back when the shelter first opened in 07, a woman named Penny was a homeless gal in town, and we were serving her in the beginning, and she would supplement income by making purses, and she would sell them in the downtown shops, and they were pretty popular. These were hand-beaded, sewed together nicely purses.
Mm-hmm.
And she ended up passing away from cancer, and some volunteers decided to take the idea and run with it and make Penny's Purses. There's a little penny on the inside sewn in, and volunteers are making those, and we are now selling those on our website for $20 to $25. They're very unique pieces of art, really. So get on our website and check out some purses.
Mm-hmm. And on your webpage also, there's a wonderful personal testimonial. I'm quoting here, "My time at the shelter has been really good for me. I've grown in many ways. I feel safe and secure here, which I've not felt in years. The shelter has helped me set goals and move forward with them. The case manager, Marissa, has helped helped me to see my situation with a positive attitude and in a new and better perspective. The staff at the shelter are wonderful. So are the volunteers who go above and beyond to help us and be there for us in our time of need. I've had a couple of setbacks with medical issues since arriving at the shelter. The staff has assisted me as I work through them and get back on my feet, literally. I cannot thank everyone who supports the shelter enough. It has changed my life and given me hope again when I needed it most. Signed, Brenda. What a testimonial.
Yeah, that really sums it up, and it's emotional for me to even hear you read that. Mm-hmm. But people put in a lot of effort there at the shelter. Marissa, our case manager, is wonderful. She's very reality-based, but with the positive, you know, spin. And I just can't even tell you the dedication our volunteers have at our place. They come, you know, of course they're not paid. They do this because they want to help. And people doing little things make such a huge difference in the lives of people really hurting mm-hmm. and very vulnerable. And, you know, you see the difference between when they first move in and 3 months down the road when they're moving out. Their self-esteem has gone up.
Yeah.
They just feel so incredibly fortunate to have had the shelter in time of need. Many return back to volunteer and give back. So that's pretty neat.
That's the best one of all. They come back to help. They pay it forward, don't they?
They do.
Now, I know sometimes our listeners will email me and say, you know, I can't send a check right now, but I can find, how can I help in other ways? You guys qualify for the Arizona tax credit, don't you?
We do. We are a qualifying charitable tax credit organization. And so with the state of Arizona, you can give, if you're single, $400 as a tax credit on your taxes that are directed to the shelter. You can send that check directly to the shelter. And then there's a form. We send out a receipt. And then there's a form that you fill out for that tax credit. And I'm sorry, $400 for a single person, $800 for a couple.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, you can also give, if you were to give to an organization like ours, you can also give to the foster care charitable organization on top of it. So it's a double credit.
Indeed. Very, very nice. And for those of us who, like me, go to Costco and buy a whole pallet of paper towels and find it's about a 15-year supply, for those who want to donate household items that you can make use of or who want to write a check to help you guys out for the holiday season, how can they contact you?
They can mail us donation money-wise at 336 North Rush Street in Prescott, 86301, and then or call at 928-778-5933, and we will make it happen. We will be there whenever you need us to be there to drop off a donation.
Or they can go online to PrescottShelters.org,
yes.
Correct?
Yep, absolutely. Thank you.
That is Carmen Frederick from Prescott Area Shelter Services. Any final words before we take a break?
I just want to say thank you to this community. You're all so generous, and thank you for all the support over the years.
And thank you for 11 years of support of the community. That is Carmen Frederick. Thanks for joining us on Q&A. Stay tuned. Hey, I've got some talk coming up with our favorite local historian and author, Bill Weiss, about JFK. Yeah, the anniversary's coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Counting down the weeks, counting down the remaining 2018s on the Finley Toyota Prescott lot, counting up the savings. The biggest cash back, best incentives, and lowest APRs are right now. A brand new 2018 Camry comes with $1,500 cash back or as low as 0.9% for 60 months. You also get Toyota Care, a complimentary maintenance plan, including roadside service for 2 years or 25,000 miles. And we guarantee to meet or beat the price on the same year, make, and model as any Phoenix Toyota dealer, so you don't have to make the drive. And you can keep your hard-earned dollars right here at home. The weeks are counting down. The inventory is counting down. The savings are counting up. So rush to Finley Toyota Prescott and get your new Camry with $1,500 cash back or as low as 0.9% for 60 months. Online at FinleyToyotaPrescott.com. Thank you for voting Finley Toyota Prescott the Daily Courier 2018 Reader's Choice Award for Best Automotive Dealership.
Finley Toyota Prescott. We are everybody's hometown dealer.
When
it comes to seafood, think small. Sally Bees is up the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Served with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally Bees Cafe.
Arizona Cardinals football is live on AM 1130 and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood KQNA. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk Mortgage, Prescott True Value, Frontier Village, Country Bank, the Prescott Resort, Bucky's, Minyavapai Casino, Prescott Dental Center, A&E Repro Graphics, Barrett Propane, and the Yavapai County Contractors Association. The Cardinals visit the Oakland Raiders live Sunday at 1 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood KQNA.
You're ready to wash off the day, do a little laundry, and spruce up the kitchen. You turn on the faucet and no water? Pick up the phone and call me, Bo Woods at RED Plumbing. With the mineral content in the Quad City water, I see faucets slow to a trickle. Don't wait until that's all you have. We can get you the right water softener to fight mineral buildup before it's a problem. Call me, Bo, at 772-9296 at RED Plumbing. To schedule your free estimate, we'll show you a better way of living today with a new water softening system from RED Plumbing.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
We are back live at 222. It's always a pleasure to have Bill Weiss in the studio because he has written about and spoken about many historical topics that our youngins only heard about and didn't learn firsthand like we did as we got older. Right, Bill?
That is right. And it's always a pleasure for me to be here with you, DJ.
You know, Bill, I used to have my beloved seventh grade teacher, Mary Murphy, was 80 years old when she was my teacher, and we used to kid her when she'd say, okay, you got to learn history. History's really important. And the kid behind me would say, yeah, because you live through most of it. But, that's okay. But she was a great teacher. Well, you've got a major talk coming up, and it's hard to believe that on the 22nd, it will be 55 years.
That's right, 55 years since John F. Kennedy was assassinated, one of the most traumatic events in American history, an open wound that has never healed and probably never will.
Now, how much of that do you think, because of the way that we regard things that happened in our past, this was one of the first, if not the first, absolutely country-shaking events that was covered completely by television.
Right.
Because television was really in its prime. Every home had one. It happened on a weekend, so we were able to watch it right there for 4 days. How important was television in being a promoter of that event?
Well, it was immediate. JFK was the product of the TV age. Yep. Because his televised debates with Richard Nixon in the 1960 election, while the ground really shook then. That set of debates disintermediated the newspaper pundits and the radio commentators, just brought everything directly. Plus, he was so telegenic. His news conferences were so entertaining that, you know, the news media traveled around with him everywhere. TV followed him everywhere. And so they were there when those bullets were fired.
Sure. And, of course, JFK was glib. He was only, 46, I believe, when he was killed? 47, perhaps?
He was 46.
He had a beautiful wife in the White House, beautiful kids. I mean, made for television. And I'm sure you're aware of the debate. Who won the debate depends upon whether you listened on radio or saw it on TV, correct?
That's correct. The people who listened on radio thought Nixon won. Nixon agreed to those debates because he was a champion debater in high school and college. He was such a product of almost the 19th century when rhetoric was the national pastime that he thought he could easily vanquish JFK. But he underestimated the effect of television. Mm-hmm. JFK was cool. He was made for TV.
Yep, indeed he was. Now, let me ask you this. What if JFK had lived? How do you think the country would have been different during the 60s?
Well, it's my view, DJ, that JFK might have made a good president had he lived longer. He was not off to a good start as president. He was despite his tremendous rhetorical skills and his charisma, he was very timid about domestic policy. He never had an interest in domestic policy. He was a perennial backbencher during his 14 years in the House and the Senate, never really got into the gestalt of domestic legislation. And conversely, he was obsessed with foreign policy, but he had reckless tendencies. He was, the author of the Bay of Pigs, the Berlin Wall happened, the missile crisis, all of that on his watch. He was far, far more the cold warrior than his predecessor, Dwight D. Eisenhower. But I believe that after the missile crisis in 62, he matured considerably and was really looking more toward the future after that than he was before. I think he would probably have made a good president.
Mm-hmm. How do you think Vietnam would have gone had he lived?
Well, that's a real good question. Although his sycophants have said that JFK was thinking about pulling out of Vietnam, the reverse was true. There were 400 American advisors in South Vietnam on the day he was inaugurated, 16,000 on the day he died, and although the war was undeniably Lyndon Johnson's war, JFK believed just as fervently as he did in the domino theory. You know, if we don't stop them in the jungles of Vietnam, we're going to be fighting them on the beaches of California.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really know what would have happened if he had lived with Vietnam.
One of the instructors at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, who was also a airplane accident investigator, he spent more than 30 years doing that. And the reason I bring him up is because he had gone to the same small town, grew up in the same small town as former House Speaker Sam Rayburn. And when Speaker Sam, Mr. Sam as they called him, when Sam Rayburn died, I believe in 61, they brought his funeral to the little tiny church in that little tiny town. And this professor was 8 years old at the time. And his mother, who had been one of Mr. Sam's nurses, was there in the church with him. And at one point during the funeral, she asked the little boy, 8 years old, who is now the professor, of course, to turn around and identify who was in those church pews. And he very dutifully said, that's Mrs. Kennedy, that's Dean Rusk, that's Robert McNamara, that's Bobby Kennedy, one after the other, all these people under the same roof. Imagine that today.
Yeah, well, Mr. Sam was a giant of the 20th century. He was probably the greatest Speaker of the House, not only in the 20th century, but perhaps in history. He was all-powerful, Lyndon Johnson's godfather, so to speak.
Sure.
In fact, when he was in the House and LBJ was the Senate Majority Leader in the 50s, the two of them were the greatest 1-2 legislative punch in history.
Now, speaking of that, didn't LBJ try and warn Kennedy that he may get a hostile reception in Texas?
Actually, it was the U.N. Ambassador Adlai Stevenson who did that. Stevenson had visited Dallas 2 or 3 weeks beforehand, was jostled and spat upon, and he warned JFK not to go. But the reason JFK went to Dallas, ironically, since you mentioned LBJ, was that he needed to heal a rift in the Texas Democratic Party, which was split between Johnson supporters and those supporters of another U.S. senator. And he needed to heal that rift because he needed to carry Texas to win in 64. Johnson had delivered Texas for him in 64, mm-hmm. but this rift put it in danger. One of the reasons that he brought Jackie, his wife, to Dallas, despite the climate of hate which Stevenson had warned him about, was that Jackie could charm the birds out of the trees. She was his greatest political asset, mm-hmm. and he knew it. That's why she was on that trip.
Wow. Speaking of that trip, I understand that President Kennedy that morning was speaking at a breakfast meeting, I think, in Fort Worth.
That's right.
And if I remember the story correctly, Jim Lehrer, we remember him from the McNeil-Lehrer report. Jim Lehrer had a friend in the Secret Service who was covering that, and he called Lehrer and said, "How's the weather in Dallas? We're going to be there in a couple hours." And Lehrer said, "It's opening up. It's going to be sunny." And supposedly, the way the story goes, the Secret Service agent said, "Well, okay, we'll not need the bubble top for the presidential limo then." How would history have changed had that bubble top been in place?
Well, as I understand it, DJ, that bubble top was not a protective bubble top for firearms attacks. It was protecting against rain. It is possible that he would have been hit even if the top was on, But whether or not the bullet would have actually struck him directly or been deflected, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But it certainly wasn't an armored top.
Wow. Now, had you ever heard the story, because Walter Cronkite told the story years ago, and Dan Rather, too, about why CBS was late getting on the air with the first news of the assassination attempt?
If I remember correctly, it was because some other correspondent was hogging the portable telephone.
Well, that was one of them. The other thing was, in those days, as opposed to today, when anything's likely to break, they didn't have a TV camera plugged in. And they had to plug in the TV camera, which takes 20 minutes to warm up. Uh-huh. And then finally, when the thing was ready, that's when you saw Cronkite in shirt sleeves at his desk with his horn-rimmed glasses. But ever since that happened, there's always been a TV camera ready in any newsroom.
Yeah, and another reason was they had to knock I Love Lucy reruns off the air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They knew what their priorities were.
Yeah, indeed they did. We've got a lot more coming up with Bill Weiss as we talk more about JFK on today's edition of Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at KQ&A.com. More coming up with Bill Weiss after the news with Link.
Hi, James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162.09, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hi folks, this is Danny Sampson. For the seventh time, Little Dealer Little Prices RV has won the top 50 award from RV Business Magazine. That's over three times more than any other dealer in Arizona. We are officially recognized as one of the best 50 dealerships to buy from in the United States and Canada. Right now, we have super low closeout pricing on all 2018 motorhomes, travel trailers, fifth wheels, folding trailers, and toy haulers. Come see the difference at Little Dealer Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley, Highway 69 in Truewood.
Arizona Cardinals single game tickets are on sale now.
Touchdown, Larry Fitzgerald!
Don't miss a minute of the action at State Farm Stadium.
Hit by Chandler Jones and sack. Pickoff by Peterson.
That is one bad bird!
Tickets are available at azcardinals.com/tickets or charge by phone at 800-745-3000.
Touchdown for David Johnson, my goodness!
Arizona Cardinals football. Together, we can do more.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onion.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote, and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. A change in the Arizona Senate.
Democrat Kyrsten Sinema has beaten Republican Martha McSally in a bitterly fought U.S. Senate race that was a nail-biter to the end. Sinema says she won because Arizona had a clear choice between her and McSally.
Arizonans had a choice between two very different ways forward. One focused on fear and party politics, and one focused on Arizona and the issues that matter to everyday families.
Sinema tells the crowd Monday night that it's time to work this nastiness out of the country's system.
We can embrace difference. while seeking common ground. As I head to serve our great state in the United States Senate, I pledge to double down on this approach.
Sinema, who succeeds retiring Republican Jeff Flake, becomes Arizona's first female senator and first Democrat to hold a seat since the 1980s. I'm Nate Canuel reporting.
The Prescott City Council meets at 3 this afternoon to consider a road improvement project in the airport area. The design will include 3,300 linear feet of a three-lane road on Corsair Avenue, with a proposed roundabout at the Wilkinson Drive intersection. According to Prescott City Manager Michael Lamar, this extension project will provide a looped roadway within the airport business park. As adjacent development occurs, the remaining portion of the street will be constructed. Lyons Engineering has been selected for the more than $196,000 contract based on its previous work in the immediate area. Design of this project is scheduled to be completed within 6 months. With Prescott City Council approval, construction will be done in late fiscal year 2019. Today's council meeting will be held at City Hall on South Cortez Street. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Mostly clear today, mostly sunny tomorrow, and sunny again on Thursday. Expect an overnight low of 26 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 57 tomorrow and a high of 59 on Thursday. 31 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Wednesday of 66 and a high on Thursday of 68. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
Arizona Coyotes hockey is live on AM 1130, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Arizona Coyotes hockey is brought to you this season by Parshawa Wood, Brown Bag Burger, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, and Cowboy Country Antiques.
He'll shoot! He scores!
The Arizona Coyotes visit the Detroit Red Wings live Tuesday at 5:30 on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
The hassles of property management can leave you frazzled. Lengthy background checks, bad tenants, interpreting landlord-tenant laws. At Top Notch Property Management and Sales, we're experts in property management, from marketing and tenant screening to lease negotiation and timely rental payments. Top Notch knowledge and expertise, along with 28 years of real estate experience, will take the hassle out of property management so that you can enjoy being an owner and not a landlord. Discover why we're top notch. Give us a call, 772-4801, or online at topnotchprescott.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:38 with Bill Weiss, who is giving a very big talk about JFK. Remind us again when and where, Bill?
Via Temple Brith Shalom in Prescott at 2 o'clock on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, because we're talking about JFK, and we've been following politics for the last, well, in my case, all my life, I have to ask you, what kind of a deal with the devil, shall we say, a Faustian deal, so to speak, does a first lady have to make if she's going to be married to a magnetic, electric politician?
Oh, I have such sympathy for first ladies. Nothing in the Constitution gives them any power or any privileges. They just have to sign on with their husband's egos. But some of them have been, many of them have been quite remarkable. It's my belief that Lady Bird Johnson would have made a much better president than Lyndon B. Johnson. And because she was much more sensible, she never would have gotten involved in the war in Vietnam. Jackie was one of the most magnetic and influential first ladies. Everybody, every woman on the planet wanted to be like her.
Sure.
There's a great line in the movie The Right Stuff, you know, about the early astronauts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
After the first couple of orbits, they get invited to the White House, and the wives are talking. And when the first thing they said was, Did you get to talk to Jackie? Never mind shaking JFK's hand. Did you get to talk to Jackie?
Sure.
In fact, if I may tell you a quick story, I saw something on Nat Geo once, wonderful documentary about JFK's total trip to Texas that ended so tragically. And they had a great idea. They caught up with people who saw him 50 years later, and they caught up with four women who were high school girls at the time. They got to some venue early. They went to the front of the line. They shook JFK's hand. They ran to the back of the line so they could shake his hand again. And JFK, the man had magnificent political stuff. He said to them, "Didn't I see you at the front of the line? Imagine that. The guy is meeting thousands of people, and he remembers their faces." You know how they replied? "Where's Jackie?"
No kidding.
Yes. And that didn't faze him a minute, because that's why she was on that trip.
Didn't he also make a remark? I think he was in Europe. And you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a story. Charles de Gaulle, the French president, was making lots of independent noise as he was going to pull out of NATO and so forth. So JFK engineered a trip to Paris, and of course he brought Jackie with him. And half a million French lined the Champs-Élysées to see Jackie. And JFK, in his first news conference, said, "Permit me to introduce myself. I am the man who accompanied Jacqueline Kennedy to Paris."
Yeah.
Marvelous wit.
And not only that, but a great sense of humility about himself, too.
Oh, he knew she was his greatest political asset. That's why she was there. Not only that, she absolutely charmed de Gaulle right out of his chair.
Sure.
Because she was of French extraction. She spoke French and Spanish fluently.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Bouvier.
And she gave an interview to French TV in French. Oh, they loved
her.
Oh,
my gosh. I can imagine. Oh, wow. Let me ask you this, Bill. Put yourself in Dallas on that fateful day. What if Abraham Zapruder had coughed up that camera and the film to the officer who demanded it?
Then probably we would never have had this whole Cult of JFK movie. But more important, the Warren Commission and the other investigators would not have had a virtual clock, which is how they tracked the frames on that film, mm-hmm. to determine with what I think was pretty good accuracy how those shots were fired and when they hit.
Mm-hmm.
As it was, Zapruder sold that film to Life magazine. But they did make copies, and the copies did go to the Secret Service.
If I remember correctly, because I got that copy of Life magazine when I was a kid, I think it was about a year, maybe 2 years after the assassination, when they finally released those pictures in Life magazine. And if I remember correctly, they omitted the photograph that shows the most graphic scene. Is that correct?
Yes, they did. Although, if I remember that cover picture of Life magazine, they did show something of it. It just wasn't as graphic as the ones they did later. You can see that on the web. It's terrible.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. In fact, on the 25th anniversary of it, another major magazine, may have been Life, that would have been 1988, on the 25th anniversary, they showed Kennedy's shirt under his sport coat, all the brown blood drenching it, things like this. And then PBS did a documentary that showed Kennedy lying on the gurney, his eyes wide open, and I remember just gasping at those photos.
Yes, those are terrible. I saw them on the web. In one photo, one of the autopsy doctors is holding his head up by his hair. Pretty awful. And you're right, his eyes were wide open.
Because we had built him up to this mythical figure way beyond just a U.S. president. And to see these photos of him lying dead with his eyes open, the hole in his throat, that horrible gash in the back of his head, I mean, it rattled me for days just seeing that.
Yes, and that is why, in a way, you're touching on something. William Manchester, who wrote the book The Death of a President, mm-hmm. was asked, why do a majority of people believe that it was a conspiracy, not the way the Warren Commission concluded? And he came up with a very commonsensical answer. I'm not saying I endorse this, but his answer was commonsensical. He said, people couldn't accept that this mythical figure, this beautiful young man, this ultra-powerful guy, could be cut down by, as he put it, this wretched waif, Oswald. Therefore, having it as part of a conspiracy gives it more gravitas.
Mm-hmm. I remember a teacher telling me in college that no matter what you accomplish in life, no matter what your goals, what you've done, how many people you've helped, you're still no match for some loser with a grudge and a loaded weapon.
Yes. In fact, JFK has refuted reputed to have said a few weeks before the assassination, he mused that anyone with a high-powered rifle could kill the president as long as he wasn't worried about getting away with it.
Oh, yeah, well, and yeah. You know, and on that note, Bill, everyone knows, of course, Jack Ruby. What I'm wondering is, when you look at the footage of Ruby shooting Lee Oswald, how in the world does a noted police figure in Dallas like Jack Ruby, who is known to hang around with, the criminal element, how in the world does somebody like that walk right up to the most notorious criminal in the world at that moment?
Well, that's a good question. Ruby was tight with a lot of police. He had to be because he was operated a stripteaser club. He was always in trouble with his licenses and with violence in his club. So he was always comping the police. The Warren Commission documented that he knew at least 50 police. But how he got there was a sheer fluke. Oswald was supposed to be moved from Dallas County Sheriff, from the police headquarters to the Dallas County Jail at 10 o'clock that morning. Ruby was home talking on the phone. That's been verified by records. He happened to go downtown to wire money to one of the strippers at a Western Union office that was a block and a half away. And by a fluke, the one cop who was guarding the ramp to the basement stepped out in the street to direct traffic. He just walked down. But even in another fluke, the chief of detectives, Will Fritz, was supposed to back up an unmarked police car to the elevator lobby. Oswald would have been shoved into the back of the car, and then they would have driven off. But because of the crowd of reporters and photographers there, his car was impeded. So the deputies moved Oswald forward from the elevator lobby out there, and that's when Ruby took his shot. If that car had been where it was supposed to be, Ruby would have been blocked.
Isn't that amazing? Because that was on a Sunday morning. I was watching NBC that morning. I can still hear Tom Pettit going, "He's been shot. Oswald's been shot." We're going, "What?"
Yeah.
I mean, as if the Kennedy assassination wasn't crazy enough. Now you have his alleged killer being gunned down live on national television.
Well, some people think that Ruby was part of the conspiracy, but his movements on the 24th of that morning were too random to have been part of the conspiracy. He might very well have gone downtown to think maybe he would have gotten a shot at Oswald and did take it, but I don't think he was part of a conspiracy. I think that was random.
Think so? How much have you heard or read about the role, the presumed role, some people say, of Woody Harrelson's father? Remember that?
No, I don't. Why don't you
Charles,
tell me?
Remember the story about the three hobos behind the grassy knoll, the railroad yard?
Yes.
Behind the Texas School Book Depository. There was a railroad yard back there, and there were always hobos getting chased out because they were hopping rides on the freights. Well, the morning of the assassination, Dallas police arrested three hobos back there for loitering. One of them was Charles Harrelson, Woody Harrelson's father. He was released later in the day. Well, Charles Harrelson, I believe, less than 2 years later, was convicted of murder in Florida and served quite a few years in a Florida prison. Of course, obviously, Woody's distanced himself from that whole story. You can see why. But, yeah, he was one of the three hobos who was suspected of being behind the wall behind the grassy knoll. That's, you know, you think about, this is 55 years ago, and think of the words and the terms that are still linked to that. Grassy knoll, right. Parkland Hospital, Love Field, the Triple Underpass. I mean, all these terms immediately they take you to Kennedy, don't they?
They do. And there's a museum up there in the Texas
School. On the sixth floor.
On the sixth floor of the School Book Depository. Yep. I passed there many times when I was in Dallas. It was a national trauma. It will never go away. No two ways about that.
Do you remember what you were doing that day? You were in New York, weren't you?
Yes, I was working for the Wall Street Journal on November 22nd, 1963. I'd gone out to lunch. And then when I came back, I noticed a tremendous difference. All of our tickers were just ringing like crazy. Everybody was huddled around the tickers. Some people were crying. And what happened? You know, and the people just tearing the stuff off those old news tickers and putting it out on the Dow Jones Newswire. And then the New York Stock Exchange announced that it was going to close early. So we shut down early as well at the Wall Street Journal. It was It was a heck of a place to be in the middle of a trauma like that.
I'll bet. I was in the fifth grade, and we had a substitute teacher that day, Mrs. Bruton. We had just come back from lunch, and you know how they had hall monitors. Well, this hall monitor comes in and gives her a note, and she reads it. And I remember her saying, "If this is someone's idea of a joke, I think it's pretty sick." We're all thinking, like, what the heck was that about? And then about 20 minutes later, the hall monitor comes back again with another note. And this time she knows this is not a joke. And that's when she broke the news to us. And we're kind of like, what? Because this was an era when kids had portraits of Kennedy on their bedroom wall. You know, we worshipped presidents in those days. And we simply couldn't believe it.
No, a lot of people couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
This was a joke, was going all around, but people were trying to force that whole idea out of their mind. If the president could be assassinated, what else? And that was before the era of all these other regular mass shootings and shootings of presidential candidates and so forth. It was unthinkable.
And you know what? And I something about me says, or something inside me says, that removed the unthinkable cap off such an event. Because in 63, you had Kennedy. In 64, you had Richard Speck killing 8 nurses in Chicago. You had the city riots in Watts, Detroit, places like this. You had Charles Whitman in 66 climbing the Texas Tower, killing all those people. You had the Manson family in 69. You had the Wallace assassination attempt and the assassinations in 68 of Bobby Kennedy and Martin Luther King.
Yes. And for that matter, other unthinkable things, the Great Northeast Power Blackout in 1965.
And 9 months later, what happened?
Yeah, right. You know, it's the greatest pacifier. And,
yeah.
You know, how could that happen?
Yeah.
But no, I think that's right. You kill the president and all the nuts come out. That's the thing that always worries me.
Mm-hmm.
Who's next? Who's the next one?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's why whenever something absolutely horrible happens, police in every city start guarding, like, you know, in case a copycat is out there. Because it seems to remove that lid of it can't happen here.
That's
well,
right.
If that guy can do it, I can do it.
Yes.
And you know, the crazies come out.
Yes. And people get shot down in a house of worship. And the next thing happens is, oh, I can shoot people down. A great place to shoot people down. They're all sitting together and
sure.
Praying, being peaceful and praying.
Oh, it's just unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
What was the old saying about going to hell in a handbasket?
Yeah.
Yeah, in a lot of ways. Well, Bill Weiss, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. We always learn so much. Remind us once again when and where your talk about JFK.
Temple Beth Shalom Prescott, 2 o'clock on Sunday.
And say hello to Rabbi Holly for me.
I certainly will, DJ.
Stay tuned. We got a couple of final notes and tomorrow's Q&A guest. On today's Q&A, Talk of the Towns coming up at 4 on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
At Norton's Lock and Safe, we stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of safes? Liberty safes, that is. This is Jody. I am so excited. We are now the largest authorized Liberty dealer in Northern Arizona. And just like all of us at Norm's, Liberty safes are made right here in the U.S. of A. and have lifetime warranties. Check out the new showroom of Liberty Home and Gun Safes. Life, Liberty, and Norm's Lock and Safe. What more could you want? Play it safe with Liberty safes at Norm's in Prescott Valley.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
You're simply the best. Made to Order is more than simply the best cleaning company because we offer more than all the rest. Sometimes you need more than just a cleaning service. So Made to Order now provides house and dog sitting, carpet and window cleaning, and property maintenance. Let us know how we can help you. We're your local, trusted, bonded, and insured cleaning service. For your free estimate, call us today at 928-899-8518 or go to PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, if you didn't hear before, the Tuesday Night Classic at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley is The Wizard of Oz, Lions, Tigers, and Bears, Oh My, and a whole lot more. Coming up in subsequent weeks on Tuesdays at the Harkins during the Tuesday Night Classics next Tuesday, it'll be Planes, Trains, and Automobiles on November 27th, just in time for Thanksgiving weekend. Love Actually, my favorite holiday movie. December 4th, Polar Express. December 11th, Home Alone. And December 18th, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Now at the Prescott Elks Theater on Wednesdays, coming up next week on the 28th, I should say the week after the 28th, It's a Wonderful Life. On December 5th, A Christmas Story. December 12th, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. And on the 19th, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Keep in mind, hockey tonight, it's the Coyotes visiting the Detroit Red Wings, airtime 5:30, when they drop the puck at the Joe Louis Arena. Coyotes playing really good hockey. They knocked off the defending Stanley Cup champions, the Washington Capitals, just Sunday afternoon. Hey, stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, then Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley at 4 o'clock, then join me right back here Wednesday with my guest, local author Patrick Neville. That's part of the Professional Writers of Prescott series, and our financial advisor friends Ron and Barbara Stevenson, who now have their own show on KQ&A. You can join them and join me back here Wednesday at 2 on Q&A. When I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.